Many police departments in southern New Hampshire say they do not plan to assist the federal government in detaining unauthorized immigrants any more than they already do. That's despite an appeal for assistance from the Trump administration to local law enforcement across the country. Still, NHPR's Emily Corwin tells us there are major differences in how local departments respond to encounters with people who don't have documents.
Homeland Security sent two memos to immigration enforcement officials earlier this week. By and large, they instruct agents to dramatically increase the scope of deportations across the United States. That's regardless of immigrants' criminal history or family connections. But one section is directed at local police departments. It expands a program that deputizes state and local law enforcement to search out and detain people who may not have documents. I want to know, will police departments situated on New Hampshire's diverse southern border answer that call? Pretty much everyone I speak with says what Pelham, New Hampshire Police Sergeant Glenn Chase says.
I don't anticipate any changes whatsoever. No anticipated changes at all.
Still, police departments' existing relationships with the Fed's immigration agency vary dramatically across the state, even in neighboring communities. We'll start in Salem, New Hampshire, a town just over the border on I-93.
Hi, I'm wondering if Captain Dolan is available?
Captain Joel Dolan says anytime his officers come across someone without a valid ID at a traffic stop or in an arrest, his department alerts U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
And if we have any questions regarding their status, their immigration status, whether they're here legally or they're here past what they did come here legally, but they may have extended their stay, we will contact ICE, and we'll contact him either on the phone or through computer systems.
Dolan says if officers can't confirm someone's identity, they can ask about immigration status, and they can report what they find to federal authorities, which can lead to deportation. That's not so 15 miles away in Nashua, also across the Massachusetts border. Nashua Police Chief Andrew Lavoie says his officers are trained never to ask anyone's immigration status.
There's no New Hampshire law that covers that. You know, why would we ask your status? We can't enforce that law.
Lavoie can think of only two scenarios in which he would contact immigration.
We would only contact ICE if it's a violent misdemeanor or a felony. But again, yeah, that's only if we find out about it. I mean, we don't have a question, are you a legal immigrant or an illegal immigrant?
Another scenario, Lavoie says, is if the feds have a warrant for someone in the country illegally. That, he said, he'll serve just like he would a warrant for the state of Massachusetts or Maine. Nashua is one of New Hampshire's most diverse cities, with a sizable immigrant community. That may be one reason Lavoie chooses to leave immigration questions to the feds, while his colleagues in smaller, less diverse towns like Salem and Pelham take a different path. Still, all the officers I talked to agreed on this. Victims and witnesses of crimes are safe no matter their immigration status. Nashua is a refugee resettlement community. There, Chief Lavoie says even immigrants with documents fear police. He says it's a huge hurdle, and he wants everyone to know.
You know, my job is to protect everybody, whether you're here legally or here illegally. As a victim, that's immaterial.
Salem Police Captain Joel Dolan agrees. In Salem, he says no victim or witness who comes to police will be reported to immigration. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Emily Corwin.